Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. It's another mini episode. This week, it's on the G Thanks Just Bought It feed. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and I am joined by my co-host.
It's me, Jackie J, on the ones and twos.
Hi, Jackie J, on the ones and twos. What's up, girl? I haven't seen you in so long. I haven't talked to you in a week. Like, it's summer. It's June. It's 90 degrees in Los Angeles.
Honey, it's 100 in Val. It is hot as fuck here.
I don't live in the Val, and thank God, because I don't do well with heat.
Yeah, it's very hot. I was just in my garage grabbing boxes and puttering around, and I got sweaty after about 30 seconds.
I don't love to sweat, I will say. I don't.
Not my favorite thing.
Not my favorite thing. Well, it's summer, and now begins the time in the seasons of Los Angeles that the countdown to November is on for me. Because if those of you don't live here, it's summer through Halloween and it's horrible.
Right. And you know what I just found out? Ben pointed out to me that it's technically still spring, which I found offensive.
You just found that out?
I didn't. I thought when you hear June, I think summer. Call me crazy. Yeah, he said, no, not until June 22nd.
Yeah, June 21st, I think. Do you know what I just found out? Seasons. Yeah, June 21st is the first day of summer, longest day of the year, my parents' wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's fun.
I think they've been married. I think this will be their 36th wedding anniversary, maybe.
Wow. But that's as long as I've been alive.
Yeah, and it's 2 years longer than I've been alive.
So they enjoyed their marriage for a while before
they had a little fun
into the picture.
And yeah, then they had me. Wow, it's another. I can't believe we have been doing this for as long as we have, considering that the way that these mini episodes came about was that we were literally, you were getting into your car after coming over to hang
out. That's right. We hadn't even discussed this as a possibility, and we'd been hanging out for hours.
We were just hanging out, and then all of a sudden it came up, and as Jackie was like getting in the car and driving, we were like, yeah, maybe we should do that. Okay. And like, here we are.
We stuck to it. Well, if anyone knows me, they know that when I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
I love that.
And I stick to it.
Yeah, you're a reliable co-host for sure. I will say every time Sunday creeps around, we're both like, wow, Sunday again. I guess we got to record.
But now it's Monday. Even Monday afternoon.
Like right now.
We have a mini to do. Let's come up with something. It's so fun, though. Oh, I can't wait. I purchased a palette.
Oh, my gosh. For next week's show.
A palette. I'm waiting until next week.
Okay.
But
I mean,
it's exciting.
I am really excited.
I have made a purchase.
You like spent your money. This was not gifted to you by some publicist.
I spent it.
Wow.
Every dollar I spent.
Wait, I need to pivot to the cover of Driver's License you put on your Instagram that like made me so mad for a few reasons. Here's one. I listened to it twice trying to find the parody lyrics and couldn't. And I was like, oh, she's actually just singing this.
Yeah.
And two, you have such a good voice. You don't deserve to both be that talented and funny, pick one and leave the rest for the rest of us.
So I have two things for that. Number one, if you want to hear the parody version, listen to Natribute with Yusong Lu. I do a parody on the front of it.
Well, that's what I heard that. Yeah. And that's what I was waiting for, the parody. And I was like, no, she's really going for it.
Number two, welcome to LA, sweetie. Everyone's talented. Go do karaoke here. Everyone's Broadway caliber. It's very stressful.
I don't like that. I mean, I can sing, but I can't like sing.
I think I'm a good singer, not a great singer. I know people that are so good that it makes me realize, oh, wait, I'm good. I'm not great.
I can carry a tune and sing a song.
Yeah.
Did you have like formal training? Did you ever like voice lessons?
I wouldn't say formal, but yes, yeah. I did voice lessons. I used to do pageants as a kid, so I would sing in all my pageants.
This tracks to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was never on that Disney track, you know?
I know, when is that happening? When are you getting your Disney show?
At this point, you know, I might be a kooky neighbor for the kids, some kid, but that would be fun. I would be fine with that.
You would be a great kooky neighbor, kooky art teacher, a great kooky guidance counselor.
You should see what I'm wearing right now. Nobody can see this, but I'm wearing...
Well, I'm seeing it.
All shorts, okay. Long.
Yeah.
I'm wearing ankle weights with fuzzy slippers. My socks don't match. Like I said, I was digging around the garage and my husband took a photo of me. He's like, you look peak kook.
Yeah.
Said, thank you. This is who I really am.
Yeah, you are for sure kooky. I like that you showed up comfortable enough to show me what's going on under the Zoom screen.
I mean, remember when I showed you my dirty ass feet? My crusty
Yeah,
feet?
I do remember
I
that.
I have no
actually.
Shame at this point.
It's true. You really don't. Yeah. You never did.
No.
You never did.
No.
You never did. I always say if I had gotten voice lessons, I think something really, I think I could have done great things, but I don't know how to breathe. Like I can sing, but like, I don't know the technique of singing.
Here's
you know?
What I'll say. It's never too late. There are vocal coaches in LA, a dime a dozen. I've said the same thing.
Are they literally a dime? Cause that's about my budget.
Same. We should see if we can find somebody to do duo lessons for us for half price or double. Two for one.
Or like two for two, like a BOGO.
I have a keyboard. They could come
over.
Oh
my God. You guys are witnessing another genius idea.
Our list of long ideas is, it's been on my wanting to do list for years.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I think that in the next couple months, like once everyone's like settled, maybe we'll wait until, I think it could be a fun fall activity for us. And
yes.
I'm very down for that.
Autumnal voice lessons.
Christian Girl Autumn, and we'll be singing. Oh, I actually really, that is an idea I actually think we should, I think we're both really excited about it.
We need to invest in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
this is.
Instead of getting Botox or something, I'll do this.
Okay, I'll get it voice lessons and then move back to New York and try to make it on Broadway.
Right.
This is always what I think about whenever you see one of those Instagrams that's like, you know, so-and-so famous successful person didn't publish their first book until they were like 97. And I'm like, well, that's going to be me.
Oh, I'm age doesn't matter anymore.
No, I'm going to star on Broadway. That's like the starring on Broadway thing is so hard for me to understand. It's hard for me to like really come to terms with the fact that I probably never will star on Broadway. And I think it'll be the last thing I think
could.
About when
number,
I die.
Number one, you could always do a one-woman show.
That's true. I could. And I think a lot of people would pay for that.
After Lenny Kravitz Dig Museum comes out, we are going to be hot properties. Everybody's going to want to work with us.
What would you think the correct ticket price on a one-woman show starring me? Just singing songs and not even planned. Just kind of like Countess Luann and Friends-ing it up. You know, what could I charge? $5.
$27. Yes.
That's a lot of money, Jackie.
For what? For a night of pure entertainment?
To be locked in this room with me just at my like discretion.
Don't
deciding
sell yourself
what I'm
short. If you're in if you're in a gown, it's worth the price.
Yeah. I'll get some Giovanni and we'll go from there. All right.
Sounds good to me.
Well, once again. No, go ahead.
My first wedding dress was Giovanni.
Was it really?
I didn't know that it was a housewife's thing.
I don't think it... When was your wedding date? When was your first wedding date?
July 16th, 2016.
All right, hold on a second. July 16th, 2016, the Giovanni episode came out in 2019.
Oh, wow.
No, wait, is that true? Hold on, wait a second. Okay, yeah, not feeling... Nope, that's not...
I actually don't watch Housewives.
I think you were first, though.
A friend of mine, when I was talking about my first wedding dress, it's a Giovanni prom dress. They go, oh, like, whoever, right?
Countess Luann.
Yeah, okay. Again.
It's crazy to me that you don't watch Housewives. Maybe it's just too hard to live...
I just don't have time in my life anymore to watch anything.
Well, congratulations on being so booked and busy. I find the time is what I'm telling you. I find the time.
Noted.
All right. Well, let's get into it.
Yes.
These are mini episodes for a reason. They're mini. I decided the theme of the week was stuff that you have in your car. Mm-hmm. LA traffic is back. Yes. And to those of you who live in metropolitan areas where you can actually walk or partake in the beauty of reliable public transit, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, so happy for you. We don't have that here. We're at the mercy of our own cars and the freeway. And I say that like someone who's been living here a long time. I haven't been, but I learned very quickly it's by car or nothing. And so, you know, I'm in a place now where I'm like, the COVID traffic of the non-existent COVID traffic of being able to get from place to place very easily because everyone was at home is LA is done with that. There is traffic all day long, all the time, random times. You really, there's no schedule to it. So I'm like, I need to have my car stacked with a light. Like I have to have stuff there, you know, because I'm sitting there for a really long time, all the time.
I'm really curious what you're going to say.
Well, there's a few things. And I want to know, because you've been living in LA for what, 15 years?
Yes.
So can you start?
Sure.
Okay.
When you initially gave me this topic, I went into my car and I said, what's in this damn car that I could share?
Yeah.
I was having a hard time with it. And at first I was like, I'm just going to be honest with Caroline that I don't know anything. I don't know. But then I remembered, this might be silly. This might be, oh, did you know you could just download things off Netflix again? This
did
might
you
be
know a, summer starts on June 21st?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. But car snacks are a very real, helpful thing.
Yep.
And when you're at the grocery store, throw in a couple extra bags. And this is, for me, my indulgent time. So I think maybe a healthy snack would be a good idea for your brain, whatever. But no, I go salt and vinegar chips.
Always.
I go, if you have a Trader Joe's where you live, they have the best car snacks. I like the little the little dehydrated tangerines, the dried fruit.
I like the mango,
all the little dried
yep.
fruits. The mango, yes.
And the nuts, like all the little nuts, the nutsies.
Some yummy little nuts. And then I get this other thing that is absolutely ridiculous and indulgent. And am I an asshole? Yes. I buy $6 mushroom jerky.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm an asshole. I mean, an asshole.
This is LA for 15 years, you guys. You have to leave before you start buying $6 mushroom jerky.
And I'll tell you, it's called Pan's Mushroom Jerky, and it is on. You can get it at Whole Foods, which means you can get it on Amazon. It is absolutely delicious. Oh, I'll say this. It's normally $7.99, Caroline. It's even worse, but it's on sale right now for $6.29. And they have all these different flavors. The Thai flavor is so good. It will fuck your breath up month. But when I'm alone in the car, again, it's me time. Yeah. I fuck my breath up with stanky Thai mushroom turkey. And I listen to my podcast. And I live my life.
You are unhinged.
Chips. I'm sitting in that traffic on the 405 just shoving salt and vinegar chips down my gullet.
Well, that is, I mean, that I can relate to. That I can relate to.
This is something that took me years to figure out, though. I was starving. I guess the word is hangry. For years before I realized, wait, I can just buy chips that I keep exclusively in the car.
Well, this is what I'm saying. When I was like, stuff to put in the car, you know, there's all these things to make your life easier that I think don't really occur to you until you like actually think. Like sometimes you're like, well, I guess like I'm just like stuck, you know. A little bit of planning ahead and a little bit of using that noggin can get you to kind of like a nice relaxing place. Yeah,
that's true.
In the car when you're sitting. Which one's the 405 again?
The 405 goes north and south.
Okay.
You're not anywhere near it.
Okay, that's why. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But now that I know the valve. I've gone on the 405 more than the past 6 months than I have my entire 15 years.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with the 110, the 134, mm-hmm. the 2, the 5, mm-hmm. the 10.
Yeah.
And Sunset, which sometimes I just take when I don't feel like getting on the freeway.
What's the closest one to you? 110?
The 2 and the 5. Like right in between. I am like nestled in between the 2, the 5, the 134.
Yeah. It's a good area.
It is a good area. I love all my freeways and I have them very close to me.
Those freeways, this is too inside baseball now. Those freeways aren't horrible. What? Just get on the 405 and then
I don't want to.
When I had to take driver's ed, I've had to take it a few times because I used to drive a red Mustang convertible and I used to get tickets all the time for nothing. Sometimes they were deserved. But anyway, the teacher goes, you know why they call it the 405? Because you're either going 4 or 5
miles per hour.
Exactly. Yes.
A joke about going slow in traffic.
Because
I like that.
It is very, very bad. The 405 will destroy you.
I don't ever want to know. And the fact that I have not driven on it in a memorable way in the last year and a half makes me think I could continue that.
I'm happy for you that you, again, into my tenure salt here. Vinegar chips going all down the front of the shirt. The grease is on the wheel. I'm, you know. But the thing about the salt and vinegar chips, you have to get something that will last in the heat. Because the whole point of leaving them in the car, you would forget them if every time you go to the car, you have to bring food. Chips survive heat. Take it from
me. So funny you say that, Jackie, because my item might help you with that. And look, I'm a salt and vinegar bitch. And my best friend, Rachel, if she's listening, Rachel, I love you so much. If she's listening, we have a very vivid memory together in college. We had to go, we were doing some sort of like work study thing off campus and she drove us and I was eating salt and vinegar chips in her front seat and she screamed at me and was like, get the fuck out of my car. Like they're polarizing. Smelly.
Yes.
But if you love them, you're like, either you're like, oh my God, how are you not offering these to me yet? Or you're like, I'm going to actually throw you out of this moving vehicle.
I want to eat them. My tongue is raw.
Oh,
I will eat
them
until I have singed a bloody hole through my tongue and mouth.
Until you have sores, like vinegar
sores.
I'm with you. I am with you. Okay. So we have.
Oh, what could now, be?
It is a car cooler.
But it
is not just a cooler you put in the car. It is a cooler that plugs into the cigarette holder.
So I would love to crack a cold kombucha in that car.
I know you. What you and your fucking mushroom jerky.
Yeah.
At least
I'm
you're,
an
you know,
asshole.
It makes you relatable that you will eat chips. But if I just saw you just like inhaling mushroom jerky on the 405, I'd be like, I don't know that we could be friends. I don't know. What could we have in common?
Listen, we all are allowed our own thing.
Yeah.
My mushroom jerky is $7. It literally comes with 5 pieces. So good though.
You're crazy. So there are lots of different car coolers. Mm-hmm. And I will say that in researching the one that I got for the car, I found a list on bestproducts.com.
Oh.
That was not written very long ago, actually. It was just from a couple months ago. The 13 best car coolers that'll keep your drinks ice cold and at the ready. Great headline. But there's lots of different car coolers that all sort of do the same thing, which is they stay cool on their own. And then they're sort of, you pick one based on like your family's needs. We don't have children, so the back seat is sort of like a free for all. And this car cooler sits in one of the back seats.
Nice.
It plugs in to the cigarette thing.
Well, what if I'm too busy lighting my cigarettes and I need my cigarette lighter?
Well, that's true. When you're being so healthy with your jerky and your kombucha and just trying to light a cig.
Yes, but I need all of them ready to go. I need the cigarette lighter in the front, the back, ready in case I get a crate.
I will have to figure out that for the smokers out, for the chain smokers out there. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten you. I just didn't really prepare for you, you know, but I'll be ready. So this one costs about $120. That's more than I want to spend on a car cooler. Mm-hmm. It was an Amazon deal of the day when I bought it and it was $45.
Well, Prime Day's coming up.
Well, that's correct. And it better be. And this one can hold like a full 2-liter bottle or whatever, but it's actually
I can put
been,
a full 2-liter bottle of Pepsi in there.
Yeah. And wait, are you a Pepsi girl?
No, I don't drink soda.
Okay. You're such a bitch. I'm a Pepsi girl. So fuck you. You're so annoying. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't drink anything but water. I'm the worst.
Oh, I don't drink anything but water. Okay. Like picture of health. You fucking bitch. I drink Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi like a normal person. if anyone's wondering who's the more relatable one, it's not Jackie eating chips. Don't be fooled. you need to go live somewhere else.
Sorry.
It's just ruining you.
I'm sorry.
LA is ruining
you. I don't
you.
Even so drink LaCroix because I'm like, I don't think the carbonation's good for me.
Good for you in what way? It's carbonated water. You're so, what are you, like an anti-vaxxer? Like, what is going on with you?
I'm very delicate. My system is very delicate.
You know why? This is that you need to be like, you need to start eating dirt. You have to like build up your immune system.
You actually do. You have to not clean your vegetables that well.
I don't do any of that stuff. I eat from the earth.
Smart.
Yeah. And that's why, I don't know. That's I don't know why. I'm still alive. Everything's fine. I didn't wash the cucumbers before I ate them. We're all good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my God.
Well, if they're not organic, you definitely need to wash them.
Well, yeah. And I don't give a shit about organic.
Okay. I don't either. I'm relatable. See?
Oh, yeah. You're so relatable.
I don't follow the clean 15 and the dirty dozen.
I love how you're like, oh, I don't think the carbonated water is good for me. You're sucking down bags of salt and vinegar. Yeah, that's super good for you.
I know.
Who cares? I mean, look, A, food has no moral value. B, you dumb bitch.
Listen, I'm a mess, okay? The moral of the story.
So I'm looking. So there's a 12-quart one for Jackie's fake Pepsi bottle filled with water.
Hey, I'll
there's
drink also some coconut water every once in a while when I'm feeling wild.
Even worse. There's a 6-quart one that I think is probably best if you're not going on like a big trip or you just want to kind of like hold things in there for a while. It is really, really great. The other thing about LA too, and as you know, and this does not count if you live in a place where shade gives you no reprieve and it doesn't get cold at night. But like, you know, if you have your car parked in like a garage or like under something in California, things that are covered in your car actually do stay pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not the case on the East Coast. I get it. But this, I put like a little ice pack in there for when the car's not running, and then it cools it when the car is running, which I think is a really good use of electricity. The 6-quart one is a little under $60.
If you travel for work up and
down,
I'm
sending you a link.
This would be really helpful. For me, my dog is just as big of an asshole as I am. So she eats this fancy food that has to be refrigerated and thawed. And every time I travel with her, I'm neurotic about making sure her food stays cold, and it's a whole thing. This would be great for road trips with Chooch.
What is wrong with you?
What does your dog eat?
She eats what I fucking give her.
Kibble?
What other? Yeah, I mean, she's a puppy. She eats puppy kibble. Chooch, you're worried about Chooch's food? Chooch is fine.
Well, but her food can't get hot or then.
Oh, my God. I mean, dig this hole for yourself. I'm ready. No, here's the thing, though, you guys. Chooch
is
like 12 years.
You'll be eating the fancy food soon, and you know it. Yeah. You don't buy Chooch a doodle and not old. Give it the best food on the market.
Chooch is 12 years old, and you got it. Like any dog who's still thriving, you know, maybe Jackie's on to something. But I feel like that you're like, oh, I'll just get this cooler to store my dog's dog food in because it has to stay at this certain temperature. Like, what are you feeding her? Caviar? Like, you going to, like, are you looking at the link I sent you?
I am. And I love the photos that they have. They're like, we must keep our grapes with the leaves intact, cold. <Yeah. laughs> Heaven forbid we eat room temp grapes.
Are like just picked from the vine grapes and like our Fanta.
Yes. They love a fruit palette.
And you can carry it. It looks a little silly. I think it's really just for the car. The thing about like food snacks too, especially if you have kids or if you have me in your car. I mean, it's just nice to have some stuff. You know what? This lesson did not impart on me from living in Los Angeles. Were you a Babysitter's Club reader as a kid?
My sister read them and I watched the movie.
Okay.
So no.
Okay. There was a super special about a blizzard. And that was like, you know, the big sort of like thicker books where it was like a big story. And there was a blizzard and Stacy, who's diabetic, if you know, went to the mall with her mom. They got stuck in a snowstorm on their way back and her blood sugar was dropping and they did have food so that she could keep her blood sugar regulated. So she had in her glove compartment, like, you know, a snack bar, or like Trex Mix or whatever. And I kind of always was like, well, I have to have food in my car in case of emergencies. I'm not diabetic, but that was like the big lesson I took, which was like, always have food.
Work smarter, not harder.
Work smarter, not harder. You know, fill the cooler. I like having water on me at all times. I mean, like it's nice. And I don't want like a hot water bottle.
Yeah.
Nothing fun about that.
No.
You're right. Like fruit, I like having like a nut, but there is nothing worse. Actually, there's one thing worse there's only one thing worse than sitting in traffic and being like, we're not moving and my stomach is like eating itself. I'm so hungry. And the only other worse thing
diarrhea.
Is having to poop.
Yeah.
And being like, I'm not getting out of the car anytime soon. Yeah. I'm going to have to shit myself. Have you ever peed your pants in the car?
We discussed this.
Oh yeah, you have. It's all coming back to me. You really, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course I have. You think I've lived in this town 15 years and not had to piss myself?
They won't let you leave LA until you shit yourself in the car.
It happens, everybody, and it's okay.
So a car cooler was my pick. And I'm glad that you brought snacks. And I'm glad that you said you buy chips because they don't need to stay a certain temperature. Now I'm telling you, you can get your little fruities and you can get Chuchi's food.
That's true. Can I give one more really quick one?
Yeah, because I have another one too.
Oh,
so now we're back to you.
I started noticing the sun is hot as hell. It got hotter. It's been
breaking news, you guys.
Breaking news. The sun is hot. But driving, I feel my hands burning.
Yes.
And if you have a black console, it's just pushing the sun.
It's a lot.
Right back. One of my listeners, Leanne, recommended when I did an episode with the honeys at the beginning of the year, the Super Goop hand cream. It's called Hand Screen by Super Goop SPF 40. It's a very luxurious lotion with an SPF 40 in it. And now she said, she talked about how great it was. I went and bought that and I use it every time I get in the car and I drive because I know the sun is completely toasting my hands.
Huh.
And this is something that this is an age old thing. You know how women wear gloves when they drive so that their hands are protected. This is a tale as old as time, but I've started to sunscreen my hands with this lotion every time I get in the car. I'm hoping that I can keep the aging at bay with my hands. Now at 36, I can stop it because I'm telling you, your hands are directly in that sun toasting. We do face,
and
we
your
do
arm.
Our neck. I do my arms too. You better believe it. I just started though.
I think I'm going to get shades for my car, honestly.
Smart.
Like a little pull downs, like translucent-y pull downs. It's so hot. And then Lottie's burning up in the back.
Yeah, you got to get her a little shade.
It is. It gets hot. It's hot. And you're right. Like you're... Like, sometimes I'll touch my arm and it's, like, on fire.
Yes. Breaking news, the sun is hot.
The sun is hot. But, like, when you spend all day in your car in the heat of the day, it's just as bad as being outside. I mean, it's
truly,
the same thing. You're getting burned.
Yes.
You're getting burned. Dory, I'll have to look it up, but Dory from Forever 35 definitely uses these, like, driving sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're, like, UV sleeves that
Smart.
You put on.
Yep.
I mean... We have two cars between us, but then our Honda Fit is black on black and it's like, I'm surprised it hasn't melted down.
That's how mine is
just
too.
Like,
my car
is horrible.
Is basically your same car.
Yeah.
Prius C black.
Yeah.
And it's truly toasts you. You feel like a piece of toast.
Yep.
Inside of a black toaster.
And like, this is not a luxury vehicle. The air conditioner only goes so far.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I know that in the nicer, more expensive cars, you can get down to like a cool 60, like hitting you in all directions.
Well,
it's just not
some,
the same with the
some
Honda.
Some cars have the sun, they filter the sun and create cooling in the car when you're not even in the car.
Yeah.
Certain Priuses do that. Some of the electric cars do that. That's goals.
Well, not me. And like, honestly, it's like a nice selling point because this is it's very difficult.
And I think we can all agree that it ain't getting any cooler.
Yeah, I don't think we're not going to have a nice turnaround anytime soon. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
We're heading into fire season, you and I. I have my go bag
Very
in the
exciting.
Car. So there's that. The other thing I brought too is a car garbage. Is a garbage.
Garbage. That's such a good idea. I just fill the sides up and it really is disgusting.
Right.
Because Ben's always like, why don't you take this out? I'm like, this is my garbage.
Well, that's the thing is like, there's nothing worse than feeling gross in a car and nothing better than feeling like after you clean your car and you're like, I have my shit together. Like my car is clean.
Yes.
So a garbage, just a small thing. I'm not discerning. There's like lots of different, you can get them that loop over the seat. You can get them that attach to the middle console. If you have that, you can get little ones that are like cup holder sized.
I need a tiny one for a tiny car.
Okay. I'll find you one. I mean, there's tons. You can get stuff that's like, but it's just a place to put the trash.
So smart.
These, is see, just a nice.
We're smarter, not harder. Every time I have to valet my car, I'm already humiliated because
totally.
I'm among Teslas and whatnot. This poor person now has to get in my dirty car with all my garbage falling out of the side.
With your, just put it all in one place. Just put it in your garbage.
Yeah.
And tucked into the sides, I always keep, I keep baby wipes for me. Just in case there's some, like I eat some, like maybe my hands are covered with salt and vinegar
chips. Salt and vinegar chips, yeah. I just keep, wipe them on my shirt. I don't care.
Yeah, of course. Right. Well, then me too. But I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm going to buy some baby wipes for my fucking baby self.
Yeah.
And then I also keep dog wipes in case we go to the, I mean, I also keep lots of like, you know, dog accoutrement in the car, like poop bags. I always have a little roll in the car just in case she takes a shit or like we need to stop and she has to poop or whatever. But I also keep dog wipes in case I have to wipe her down. I have to wipe myself down and I also keep like a, you know, alcohol, Purell and all that stuff. Having that stuff on hand makes me feel like just a little bit more comfortable about getting in the car and being like, I have no idea when I will reach my destination. It could be 20 minutes. It could be 2 hours, but I have my chips and I got my nuts and I got my Pepsi and I got my garbage. And now I'm going to sunscreen my hands.
Yes. Now you're going to have your hand cream, SPF.
And I'm not going to have
sleeves. I want Dory's sleeves.
I will. I'll get a link for them.
That's
yeah, for sure.
That's a great idea.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, Dory, sorry if I'm like besmirching your good name, but I'm pretty sure it was you that used those sleeves.
Dory
but
has
yeah,
her life together. So I fully believe that it's Dory.
Definitely. Also, there's nothing now that we can go back in the car with people. Like, so fun to tell, like, oh, yeah, no, just grab a water out of my car cooler.
Yeah, that would be a baller move. I would tell the valet, hey, sorry about the garbage, but help yourself to a kombucha.
Help yourself to a, right.
Yeah.
Help yourself to some mushroom jerky, to which they'll say no.
Yeah. It's good. Bitch. I have to go to Whole Foods in a couple of days. I'm going to buy you a pack, and you have to do a taste test on the next Netflix.
I will taste test mushroom jerky on the next episode. Why don't we do the next episode IRL?
We could.
I'm going to make you drink. I'll make you drink a Mountain Dew. I'll make you chug a Mountain Dew and I'll.
Do you drink Mountain Dew?
No, but I'm just trying to like, I mean, I have drank Mountain Dew. I don't like reach for it. I like it. It gives you a little burst of energy.
Oh,
I have maybe like one a year.
Isn't it the most caffeinated soda on the market?
It's full sugar, full caffeine, and it tastes amazing. But I mean, you know, it makes me feel crazy also, but I drink a lot of Diet Pepsi and Pepsi because my mom works for Pepsi and we weren't allowed to have Coke as kids because it was the competition.
Are you a coffee drinker as well?
No.
Okay, so your caffeine is diet soda.
Yeah, but I don't need it in the morning because I take a lot of Ritalin. You know, I'm prescribed a lot of Ritalin. I don't need caffeine. Caffeine's just a nice bonus. I just like the taste, but I don't need any of it. Okay, we'll do a taste test on the next episode. We'll get together IRL. I'll bring the cooler. Maybe we can record from the car. Maybe we should record from the 405, like stopped in traffic.
My Zoom has batteries, not to brag.
Mine does too. I got actually after we had that snafu with my batteries, I bought an entirely new set of rechargeable batteries.
Although I feel like we should make Ben drive us in the back. So or he drives and we record.
Yeah, it's like
cash cab.
Because
I don't
want to
record and drive. Yeah. Well, do you need a ride? That's a Karen Kilgariff's podcast. So this is a thing. This isn't something we're inventing.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, there's also comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
I think comedians stuck in traffic because they wanted to be eating chips is something that's never done before.
Yes, that's true. You know what? Add it to the list, Caroline.
Add it to the list of our big ideas.
This is like Los Culturistas' rules of culture, how they just have so many and they've lost touch.
Yeah. I mean,
Somebody start our list.
What a great comparison.
The lists of all the aspirational things that we will never do.
You know what, though? Don't say never. Never say never. We'll definitely take voice lessons together. We have to do the karaoke episode.
I agree.
The museum. I will definitely star in the Heights when it makes its way back to Broadway. I'm not trying mushroom
what
jerky.
What role are you going to do in the Heights? Because I sort of feel there might be an issue with some of the casting.
So I think I'll probably play all of them.
Okay.
I think if we're going to be fair, I'll probably end up playing the gentrifying... dry cleaning place.
Okay.
Person.
I was gonna say realtor. Remember the lady that worked at the apartment
or
building?
The realtor, or I can be the white woman also looking at the apartment. I like, I'm not trying to take, in my dream world, I would play the Piragua guy too. Mm-hmm. I would be the shaved ice or Mr. Softy.
Yeah. You know what I will say? If anybody watches the movie, Lin-Manuel scrimped on the syrup. He scrimped on that ice syrup, the ice
wow.
syrup. Watch it back. Watch okay. it back.
Okay.
That's all I'm I saying. Will. I said, wow, stingy with the syrup.
No,
he literally goes like this, bloop, and handed it to the kid. And I was like, I would have been like, excuse me, sir, I need a little
yeah,
bit
let
more
that shit. Let that shit saturate.
Yes, exactly.
You should tweet him and let him know. You have a blue check, don't you?
Of course I do.
It'll filter right to the top. That's you should true. Let him, you honestly should let him know. You know, he'll see it.
Not to brag, but Andrew Yang follows me and I tweet him pretty often and he has never responded.
Andrew Yang is a, okay, anyone, please don't vote for Andrew Yang. Primary. Why does he follow you? What happened there?
I don't know, and I'm fine with it.
Okay. Okay.
I think it was because I had tweeted at one point, should I throw an Andrew Yang fundraiser in my apartment?
Do you this like Andrew Yang?
Well, this
are
was
you in the Yang
very
gang?
Early on. This was very early on in the primary.
You just loved the idea of $1,000 a month.
Yes.
Okay, okay. I understand. I understand. That
I
does
just
sound
want that
good.
Sweet, sweet cash. You know how expensive this mushroom jerky is.
Okay, and with that, before we get into the politics, we'll call it. It's been 35 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
This is the first time, and I'm going to say it. This is the first time we didn't sing or say Room Where It Happens, but I just said it right now, but we didn't do it, and we're not yep. going to give it any. It's over. It's
yes.
over.
Yes,
and now
we'll
do some In the Heights references. I don't have any on the top
either.
Of my head.
I don't. I okay. need to learn the material more.
You really do. I'm kind of surprised with you. Okay, everyone, we will link to all of Jackie's gross food and all this stuff. And if you're out there and you love a Diet Coke or a Mountain Dew, or if you're like, oh, sorry, I have such a sensitive stomach, I can't drink LaCroix, but I do eat salt and vinegar chips. Just know that this is what it's like living in LA. These people are crazy. I'm moving back east ASAP. See you guys next week for another episode of our minis on the Natch Butte feed. Goodbye. Oh. Goodbye, crazy Jackie.
Jackie's
see you next week
with the, food.
With the jerky. I'm going to start calling you Jerky. Jerky J.
Oh, I like that.
Jerky J.
But could it be mushroom Jerky J?
Don't go. Don't
okay,
push it.
Okay. You're right. You're right.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.